to be in the land of the living. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We serve a magnificent God who's worthy of praise, glory, and honor, and for this I bless him. So let's start this day as we always do by giving God the best praise we can from wherever we are. Come on, let's lift him up. Wonderful God you are, magnificent God you are. You are holy, you are righteous, and we bless your name. You do all things well. God, we thank you for another opportunity to lift you high in all the earth. And this morning, God, we come before you praying for those who are in the path of the storm. God, we pray for mercy and grace. We pray that you would cover and keep them and protect them and spare lives. God, and we pray that you would even let the storm pass over. God, so we lift up those families and individuals who are in the path of the storm. God, and bind us together here that we may continue to bless you and give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. What a blessing it is to start this day with worship and praise this morning and also with a word from the Lord. I am so excited to share the word that I have with you this morning, Job chapter 23, verse 10. And it simply reads, "But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold." There's three things within this text that I want to illuminate to you today for our morning inspiration. One, that God knows where you are. There is no place that you can be emotionally, spiritually, physically, that God does not know where you are. He never loses track of you. He's always present in your life. The second thing is that Job begins to say that this is just a test. So we all have to know that the test is temporary. The test was not designed to be permanent. The test is simply there to see exactly what it is that you know. After all this living and after all this loving and all this learning, God wants to see what it is that you know. Is the face of calamity that which turns us around from trusting God? The third thing that we find in this text, it says, Job says, "But I'm coming out as pure gold." So those three things, God knows where you are. This is just a test, and God knows that you are coming out. Family, those are the things that I want us to carry into our day, that God knows where we are, that this is just a test. And in the end result, we're not just coming out, but the text says that we're coming out as pure gold. We're going to be better, stronger than we ever were before. So whatever we're going through today, know that it's temporary. Know that God's hand is yet upon our lives, and know that we will be victorious. I want to pray for you today. I want to pray that God's power and this word resonates in your life, and that the peace of God will cover you on today. Let's pray. God, you are awesome and mighty, and I bless you. And I lift you high in all the earth, God, and I'm grateful today to know that what we're going through is just temporary, and you are the God of peace and grace, but you're also the God that always watches and cares for us. So, God, for this, we lift you high. So, God, today I pray for those who are going through this test, that they are often reminded that it's just a test. We're coming out, and we're coming out victorious. So, God, we surge into this day knowing that we are coming out victorious. So, Father, I pray for all those connected to this call. I pray for their traveling mercies. God, I pray that you continue to do the great works in our life, protect our families, and bring us back together at that appropriate time. And for this, we will bless you and we will give you praise. God, you are awesome. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Family, remember those three points. God knows where you are. This is just a test, and you are coming out. I love you, and I'm praying for you today, and I want you to do the same for me. So go into the love of God. Go in the love of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.